It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 6:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour, a lot of red air monitors along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with some of the worst spots right now. Adam?
Amanda, those red monitors we're seeing all over the valley indicate unhealthy air for everyone. It's taken a toll on a lot of us.
I start coughing my breath up. It feels like my lungs are getting smaller for some reason.
That's 9-year-old Juniper speaking with KSL TV. Right now, the worst area is Salt Lake County, seeing red monitors all over the valley, getting gradually better as you make your way towards the mountains. That unhealthy air extends to Lake Point and the eastern part of Tooele, all the way up to Davis and Weber counties as well, all the way up to Logan and southern Idaho. Right now, the best area to be is Utah County, seeing a little bit better air, mostly moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Kristen Van Dyke continues our team coverage, saying there's a storm heading our way Sunday that could be a big help in cleaning out the air.
Highs will go back to the 30s, but this should kick out the bad air. And next week, a more active weather pattern will keep snow showers around late Wednesday into Thursday.
But the storm moving in Sunday could also lead to a tricky Monday morning commute. Stay with us for that. More information on Monday. Millions of Americans back east are under wind chill alerts this weekend. ABC's Andrea Fujii reports.
New Hampshire's governor warning residents to take this seriously.
At negative 30 degrees, hypothermia can set in just 10 minutes. And we know it's going to be even colder than that across the entire state.
Residents also warned about the potential for frost quakes, which are mini earthquakes accompanied with loud booms.
Officials say these weather alerts go into effect this morning and last through Saturday afternoon. A long-awaited court hearing is set for today for the person accused of killing University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis reports.
Authorities accuse BookBook of shooting and killing U of U football player Aaron Lowe after an argument between the two of them. Book is also accused of wounding another woman that same night. Court proceedings have already been postponed 9 times. He is facing a list of multiple felonies, one being aggravated murder. If he is found guilty, he could face life in prison.
The University of Utah football team has taken steps to honor Lowe's life and legacy. The team retired number 22 for Lowe, who shared that number with his teammate Ty Jordan, who was also killed in 2020. Changes may be made to the way Utah high schoolers are taught finances. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla tells us more.
The Utah State Board of Education is reviewing guidelines for financial literacy, a class all public high schoolers are required to take to graduate. The class is designed to teach teenagers about budgeting, insurance, taxes, and economic systems around the world. Axios reports that board member Natalie Klein's proposed legislation would require teachers to, quote, explain why free market systems are superior and have made America the most free and prosperous country in the world.
The proposed guidelines are facing some pushback from several groups. KSL's top national stories this hour, new headaches ahead of U.S.-China talks in Beijing. The Pentagon is closely monitoring a suspected Chinese spy balloon above the United States, the size of 3 school buses. Officials say there is no threat to people on the ground, but some flights were diverted near Billings, Montana.
Spy balloons apparently cross the United States every now and then, and in this case from China. And in this case, NORAD essentially sent up F-22s to figure out what's going on. And that's the reason why President Biden conferred with his national security team and asked for military options. They determined that it was not appropriate to shoot down this balloon because of the risk it posed to civilians on the ground. And that's why President Biden followed that advice.
ABC News senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez. First look traffic this morning takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic starting to fill in a bit now on I-15 as you head Draper up towards Midvale and Murray, but yet to see any stop and go. Crash free so far on all the freeways, and city streets have stayed pretty quiet, at least so far. Amanda?
That's what we like to hear. Thank you, Andy. New Jersey investigators are still searching for clues in the shooting death of 30-year-old councilwoman Eunice Jumfor earlier this week. Police say she was sitting in her car when it happened. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Authorities saying more than 10 gunshots were fired. Jumfer was recently married and had a daughter. Her death stunning neighbors.
I was so shocked when I found that it was her, and it broke my heart because she's really kind.
Police have said nothing about a motive, and they have made no arrests.
Police are asking anyone with information to come forward. Some popular SUVs are being recalled.
Ford is recalling more than 380,000 Ford and Lincoln SUVs sold in the U.S. because the touchscreen activated camera may not work when the vehicle is in reverse. That can reduce rear visibility while backing up and increase the risk of a crash. The company's gotten more than 2,000 warranty reports and has been informed of 17 minor crashes, but so far there are no reports of injuries. Many of the recalled vehicles were recalled for the same problem in 2021. Models and model years are on the company's website. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The government just released the jobs report for January. U.S. employers added 517,000 jobs in January. Economists say it's a sign of a still strong labor market despite Fed rate hikes. I think they were only predicting like 183,000, so more than twice as many. We will have Caleb Silver from Investopedia join us at 7 o'clock to break down those new numbers. What started as a special half-off big dog adoption day at the Humane Society of Utah has turned into much more. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has this morning's update.
It's been a rough week or so for the Murray Shelter with so many larger dogs, over 50 pounds they've had to take in. And now Mountain America Credit Union has stepped up saying they will cover all adoption fees for dogs throughout this weekend.
They have a lot of expenses that they have to cover. We just understood that there was a great need and we stepped in to just help them make a difference in these animals' lives and to make their goal a reality.
Heidi Camacho, spokesperson for Mountain America, says they'll cover big dog adoptions through Sunday at 4242 South 300 West in Murray. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.